got some Highlands Worship, Throne of Grace. Good morning. It is Rise and Stein. Next week, Victory Partner Days begins on Monday. We'll have a lot of exciting guests. Dr. Mark Rutland's going to come in next week. Pastor Jason Gurdis is going to come in next week. Of course, Pastor Don and Ray. Ray is getting ready for next week by being here, teaching on the Feast of Tabernacles. And what a perfect way to go into next week where we're saying we don't want something from you. We want something for you based upon what God has laid out in His Word. Feast of Tabernacles is what we're talking about today.
And we're at the fourth break. It's called Give with Joy. And yeah, we're going to have a bunch of pastors in next week. And we just hope you just get filled up, encouraged, because you never know what God's speaking into someone's life. If you sit them down, you just say, pour out. And it's just a very good time. And what we're most thankful about in these times, too, is that you give with joy. Mm-hmm. We were training some new folks, and I was just saying, you've got to come for Victory Partner Days and talk and just answer the phones and just listen to the hearts. I said, it will forever cement you to what this ministry is about, because unless you listen to what's going on in their lives, you'll never understand what it is we do. So, giving. Yeah, Feast of Tabernacles. This is the feast about giving, too. Sukkot is all about thanking God for all He provides. And what is the best way to be thankful? Well, you give to someone in need. It's one of the few things in life that just immediately gives back to you in the most non-tangible but very easy to feel way.
I'm married to a spontaneous, joyous, anonymous giver.
Yep.
And she would never say this, but so many times when we are out, there's that opportunity that she sees because she just has a gift. I know we're talking about you like you're not in the room, but
we're not looking at you. Can't see you.
But there's always an immediate fruit of that.
Oh, it is. And I mean, it is definitely not my gift, but both Kelly and Corey, my goodness, they just excel at that. And I watch them sometimes. I'm just thinking, you're walking along in a store and you know all the things that different people want. It really is a gift. It's a profound gift, but all of us can do it. We all have to give in our own way because this is who God has made us. And this is what Tabernacles is all about. That's why it's known as the feast, as they call it, the season of joy. It's like their Christmas, right? And Thanksgiving combined, because all the food. We look forward to when we will tabernacle or dwell, is the same word, with God in heaven and on the new earth during the millennium. After all sin has been removed, the devil's cast into the lake of fire. What a good time that is. God has commanded us to rejoice for a whole week. I just can never get past that. The command to rejoice. Gosh. And the other part of it is to give charity. Think about God and rejoice. Think about others and give. That's the two commands of the Feast of Tabernacle. Deuteronomy chapter 16. Here's the command, literally word for word. Be joyful at your festival. And then he breaks it down. You, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levites, the foreigners, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your towns. He leaves nobody out. Mm-hmm. Just break it down. I don't want you to get confused in any way. I want you to rejoice. For 7 days, celebrate the festival to the Lord your God at the place the Lord will choose. For the Lord your God will bless you in all your harvest and all the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete. Notice that it's at the place that God will choose, because He's providing you the place. Sometimes you get in your house, you go, I don't know, and you get complaining, but it's the place that God has given you, a place for you. 3 times a year, all your men must appear before the Lord, your God, at the place He will choose, at the festival of unleavened bread, the festival of weeks, and the festival of tabernacles. No one should appear before the Lord empty-handed. Each of you must bring a gift in proportion. Now, this is the gray area here. In proportion to the way the Lord your God has blessed you. That is the heart of this feast. God will never come into your presence empty-handed. You should never go into His presence empty-handed. It's a promise. He'll give you life, strength, grace, a future, a dream, a vision, a family, a hope. I mean, you could do a t-shirt. He will give you all of Himself every single day, 24/7. And here's Isaiah 42, I just love. I'll bring the blind by a way they did not know. See, the blind, what way do they know?
Right.
They can't see any of the ways. I'll lead them in paths that they've not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things I'll do for them and not forsake them. I mean, it's a fancy way of saying you think you've got it all figured out, but everything I'm going to do for you is a way you can't predict. I'm going to do so much for you, you can't even imagine it. I'm going to do it for you as if you were blind and can't even see any other options. That's the Feast of Tabernacles. Next week on Monday, as we begin Victory Partner Days, it's what they call the greatest day of the feast. It's the eighth day. And we'd lunch in there. And, you know, I don't want you to wait to give and to love and to share because it's the whole Feast of Tabernacles, all 8 days. But we would love for you to be thinking about us, too, as we start the Victory Partner Days on the eighth and greatest day.
Very good. Ray Haynes teaching on the Feast of Tabernacles, coming back with something from Isaiah that's going to confirm, you know, God's greatness. Because that's what it's all about.
That's right.
Follow along at victory.radio or just click on the link at the Risenstein Facebook page and you can read the notes as Ray continues teaching.
Hebrews 4:12 says,